Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Yeah, from Bugs Bunny to the start of the Billboard charts, lots to chat about in this week's Throwback Thursday. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with me. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Now, you're starting with Saving Private Ryan. We just played a short clip there a few moments ago.
Let's go back 26 years, the 24th of July, 1998, when the classic Steven Spielberg movie was released, Saving Private Ryan, set in the World War II in Normandy all during the invasion. An all-star cast, by the way, a classic movie, Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, Vin Diesel, the works. Obviously, parts of it filmed over here. A lot of it was Ireland, the UK, Kirklow Beach in Wexford, a big location for it. All about following Private Ryan and saving him after the death of his four brothers, and the United States Department of War want to get him out of a war zone because they don't want any more loss for the family. But a cracking movie, would recommend if you have time.
Yeah, it was a big grossing movie too, wasn't it?
Massive. Money-wise. They made a fortune, $481 million, and they won so many Oscars and everything else. So yeah, classic.
Yeah, Oscar for Best Director and that too. So that is 1998. This segment does nothing, only make me feel old every Thursday afternoon, Kieran, to be honest with you. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, let's go back 33 years. The 22nd of July, 1991, when Jeffrey Dahmer was arrested. A lot of people may know him from the recent Netflix documentary.
I watched it.
Unbelievable.
It's wild.
He was known as the Milwaukee Cannibal and the Milwaukee Monster, a serial killer who killed 17 men between the years of 1978 and 1991. He was arrested following, he had handcuffed a man in his apartment. This man escaped and alerted the police to this. And it was then he was arrested. He was sentenced to 16 terms of life imprisonment. However, he was killed by a fellow inmate in prison throughout his time.
Yeah, the Netflix series is relatively recent as well, isn't it?
It only came out a year or two ago.
In the last year or so, I think.
Conversations with a Killer. There's kind of unreleased recordings in there and previous footage of Dahmer and his attorneys. A fascinating watch.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing, actually, we should say, too. I think it's the fact that he kind of lived so easily in the community probably what made it so difficult. Yeah. I know this, on a much lighter note, was a childhood favourite for many of our listeners, Kieran.
A wabbit hole. Wabbits love cowards.
Can you imagine anybody acting like that? You know, I think the poor guy's screwy.
Bugs Bunny.
Audio there from 84 years ago, the 27th
Stop.
Of July 1940. The first Bugs Bunny cartoon, a Warner Brothers classic. That's the first time that Bugs Bunny came into our life. You can watch the whole thing on YouTube if you're interested. It's called A Wild Hair. It was the first time as well, Mel Blanc, who voiced Bugs Bunny for many years and brought us the What's Up Doc and everything else. Mm. Huge in the box office. Didn't achieve any Academy Awards, but was nominated.
Did it not?
No, but it was one of the first, or the first time we saw Bugs Bunny in cartoon form.
It's hard to believe that, 84 years on?
84 years
on. Yeah. Like, it is still such a recognisable cartoon character. I'm sure many children still, like, even when you go into the Disney store or even at Universal Studios or, you know, even in Disneyland, like, Bugs Bunny is still very much a feature there.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And I mean, even the voice hasn't changed majorly. Obviously, just different voice actors throughout the years, but the voice of Bugs Bunny is still so recognisable all these years later.
You're staying in the same era of 1940?
Yeah, let's go back 84 years again. This week, the Billboard magazine started its first chart. This Billboard Top 100 is massive in America. The industry standard when it comes to the record charts, and every week they release their charts. However, way back when the Billboard magazine started out kind of following early entertainment industry, local fairs, burlesque shows, things like that. As they grew, so did the music industry. And 84 years ago is when the first Billboard magazine chart was released. And still to this day, it's something that we all follow, not just in radio, but in the world, to find out where musicians are and how they're doing week on week in the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, that's Billboard magazine. Top of the Pops is kind of the thing of my era, and even that seems like something that was decades ago.
Yeah, I guess Top of the Pops as well was so much of its day. And all those music channels where you used to turn them on and you were able to watch what the top songs were and their music videos. That was
that
so
a Saturday
important.
Saturday evening or a Thursday? Why, for some reason, is there a Thursday in my head that...
Did they do two at one stage?
Top of the Pops top used the Pops. To. Someone will know. Someone will refresh my memory on that. 087-1400-106. You did want to mention Beatrix Potter as well. That was 1866.
1866 is when Beatrix Potter was born. Many, many moons ago. I mean, a fantastic author who brought us the classics, like The Tale of Peter Rabbit and things like that.
Yeah, very similar to Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
This is part of one of my favourite parts of when we chat on the Thursday, when you remind me of all the great tunes that came out over the years.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up.
It's definitely early 2000s.
It is. You're not far off. 2004. Mike Skinner classic.
2004.
Yeah, Dry Your Eyes.
Never a big fan.
The Streets. I mean, it's a nice song. It's very polar opposite to Mike Skinner and his usual type of music. It's all about him coping with his girlfriend and the breakup. One of those kind of hairs on the back of your neck ballad. That's what I get from it. But it was a classic. And I mean, you still play it now and people recognise it. So it's one of those songs that did last.
You're going back 40 years.
Yes, 1984. Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
So this was number one in this week in the UK 40 years ago. Is that right?
It was. Sorry, we should say Dry Your Eyes There, The Streets was in Ireland. That was our number one.
Oh, that was the number one in this
Ireland.
Week.
Yes, in the UK, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Two Tribes. That was number one in the UK. An anti-war song. When this came back in to the charts, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, their other song, Relax, came to number two. So they had number one and number two in the UK charts for a good few weeks.
Oh, that was Prince, sorry, that we were playing for him. That was the US number one. And then the UK was Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, it's actually pretty, it's always frightening to hear how far back.
Make it feel old. That's what I'm here to do.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I enjoy that part of our chats on a Thursday, but it is always great to chat to you. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. Thanks a million, Kieran, for joining us here.
Thank you so much.
Not at all, on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.